Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad I get to join you today. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about running away and hiding. And this is really coming from Daniel chapter 10, verse 7. And so let me begin by reading the verse for you. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Those who were with me did not see it. But such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. Now, in all honesty, like most kids, I made some mistakes that I knew better not to. One night, I remember, my friend and I had snuck out of the house while my parents were sleeping. I thought it was so cool that we could walk around the neighborhood, you know, in the middle of the night, just being cooler than we were. My friends and I knew our neighborhood well. We had different paths to get home, different hiding spots if we needed them. Usually we'd see some headlights and out of fear, forget our plans, forget our neighborhood, our hiding spots, and just run away as fast as we could. I still remember one night running all the way home because I was so afraid of being seen or caught when headlights came around a corner. I had completely forgot where to hit or what to do. I was terrified. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 7, there were two men with Daniel when he had this miraculous vision. We don't know much about the men, but we know they ran away terrified. Most likely they were not following God, and even though they couldn't see anything, the sounds they heard were enough to cause terror in their hearts. And that terror caused them to run from God. The problem is that they ran away from God, and they missed a chance to know Him. When we run from God, we end up missing out on seeing Him work, hearing His voice, or getting to know Him. Missing out on God is the most terrifying thing in this world. As I sat and I read this chapter, I kept coming back to this verse. The verse gives us a contrast of Daniel and these two men. We see Daniel faithful, now still terrified, but he knows he needs God, so he just fell and waited. We see these two men who do not have faith. They're terrified, and so they ran from God. It made me stop and ask myself, what am I running from God with in my own life? What am I hiding from God, or where am I hiding from God? Where am I not looking for His work in my life or around me? Where am I not listening or seeing Him? I'd encourage you to take a moment today, reflect on those same questions. If you want to follow Daniel's examples, bring your answers to God and see what He tells you. God is waiting for you, so please don't run from Him. There's no need to fear, no need to be terrified. He's waiting for you. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.